I've been having a terrible day with technology, so hopefully I won't screw this one up. So again, my name is Lisa Freeman. I am going to be talking today about how health engagement management is an effective way to close clinical gaps in disease chronic disease populations. Although she couldn't be here today, I do want to acknowledge the work that my colleague Janet Powers did help with this presentation. And also at this time, I have no relationships to disclose. By the end of the presentation, my hope is that you'll have a better understanding of the effectiveness of health engagement management strategies to close clinical gaps, specifically the role that targeted in-the-moment messaging has to help drive behavior change. So, the question of the moment, what exactly is health engagement management? Well, it's a relatively new term in the industry, and basically it's just a fancy name for a strategic health communication campaign. It's a coordinated collection of automated interactive outreaches that uses data-driven approaches to engage people in conversations that drive healthier behavior. These interactions are typically delivered via a phone call, email, and/or text messages. Health engagement management has different goals based on the audience. It can be on the individual level and is measured in terms of healthier, better informed individuals, or it can be from an enterprise standpoint, usually an organization that has stake in the desired outcome, like a health insurance company, for example. Although those organizations do care about the behaviors of its members, their focus is typically more financial in both cost savings and increased revenue. They also tend to care a little bit more about any reimbursements they may receive. So as an example, Medicare organizations care about their STAR measures. Looking at a pictorial representation, implementing one health engagement management solution can have profound effects on an organization. It's cyclical in nature. You can start reducing medical cost by driving clinical behavior, which along with improving operational efficiencies leads to revenue generation. Because of this increased revenue, you can sustain engagement by driving more outreaches, which usually ultimately builds your brand loyalty. The end result is better outcomes at lower costs across the care continuum because of the insights you have in the data population. So why does health engagement management matter? And how do you implement a health engagement strategy? Well, it's actually quite simple. You can hire someone like me to design it or my company, or you can incorporate a multimodal strategy that uses some interactive voice recognition technologies and emails, along with some communication expertise, which most of us in this room probably have. And it's designed to close clinical gaps, such as preventive screenings and chronic condition maintenance tests, as well as improve overall health outcomes. By using different data components like claims history, clinical risk, behavioral profiles, and sociodemographics, we were able to provide tailored information directly to an individual. For example, if claims history showed that there was a gap for a mammogram, LDL screening, and a microalbumin test, we would talk directly to those specific gaps in care during the outreaches. We're also able to determine and gather a person's barriers, motivations, and attitudes around specific health behaviors. This is insight that can be then used to better target and message going forward. So the one specific example that we'll be walking through today is this outreach itself. During the summer and fall of 2011, we reached out to over 50,000 Medicare recipients. They could have received up to 6 touches, including 5 phone calls and 1 email. Just want to point out that the only way the recipient could have received the email was by opting in during a telephone call. During these interactions, we delivered screening reminders, assessed compliance, and addressed any barriers to compliance. And of course, the ultimate goal was to improve the member's health. And as I mentioned earlier, the sponsor also has stake in this, and in this case, they wanted to increase satisfaction as well as their STAR scores. Also, just want to point out that this particular outreach was available in both English and Spanish. So, the fun stuff. What did we actually find? Our solution had actually worked. The phone calls were successful in reaching over 50% of the population, so lots of relevant health messages were shared. And because of this, we saw compliance rates for the intervention group significantly higher than those in the control group, between 13 and 32% higher. In a moment, I'll show you the specifics on the particular gaps. And as noted earlier, participants could have received up to the 6 outreaches. We found that about 80% of the targets were reached at least once during the course of the program, and about 30% were reached 2 or more times. When email was one of those received outreaches, there were even higher gap closure rates. We were able to collect email addresses for about 14% of the total population reached, which this is a pretty good percentage considering it's a Medicare population and they're typically a little bit older. Some of the particular gaps we were looking to close were the LDL cholesterol screening, colorectal cancer screening, glaucoma screening, breast cancer, and some osteoporosis measurements. As you can see, we had some statistically significant differences in all the tests. The bar on the left represents the non-participating group or control, and the bar on the right is the intervention group for each of those particular tests. And just want to re-emphasize that we were able to reach these rates because during the intervention, we educated on the importance of the screenings, assessed compliance, and provided reinforcement and support. So as much as we love being able to show gap closure, another added benefit of health engagement management is that we can ask a series of additional questions to build a profile of what a non-compliant member would look like. In this case, they typically identify themselves as caregivers, approach their health decisions from a standpoint of cost savings, they don't think about their health on a day-to-day basis, and when they do receive new information about their health, they don't typically take immediate action, and most are concerned about financial security. So why does this profile matter so much and why is it important? Say, for example, 6 months pass and this individual still has not gone to the doctor. We now know what motivates them and what could potentially motivate them, and we can use that to deliver some more strategic communication approaches. And here is just one example. If we know an individual is motivated by family, we can use that to develop the messages. Combine that with one of 3 behavioral economic approaches, like loss aversion, herd mentality, or hyperbolic discounting, and you basically have a winning communication design. The blue highlighted word, which is really hard to read and I apologize for that, is the behavioral economic approach, and the orange highlighted word represents the motivation. It's these small, subtle differences in language that actually have the greatest impact on driving the behavior change. So for those that aren't familiar with behavioral economics or don't typically use that in your everyday life, behavioral economics is a basic principle that talks about how people dislike losses more than they like equivalent gains. So essentially, people will go out of their way to avoid what feels like a loss to them. There's 3 basic strategies. The first one is loss aversion, and the thought of losing something is a powerful motivator. So if you're going to incorporate this strategy, the examples are you don't want to miss out on something. Herd mentality, also known as social norming, is that people have desires to behave as their peers. So if by using it as an example, 90% of people like you have found this program helpful, it will help resonate with them. And hyperbolic discounting is that you offer something for a short time, and then after which the offer is gone. So we see this all the time with some sales ads, limited time offer, things of that nature. So while it's great that health engagement management can drive gap closure, what's even more compelling, and to be honest, sometimes a little reality check that we all need, is a success story. So we received this example back when we were conducting the final stages of the outcomes analysis. A man received one of our phone calls that talked about the importance of having certain preventive screenings. As a result, he called his doctor to schedule a colonoscopy. During that, a polyp was removed. After testing, it was revealed that it was cancerous. A few weeks later, this man had surgery and is now living cancer-free. So without receiving a kind-hearted push from this particular phone call, there may have been a completely different outcome. So where do we go from here? The ultimate goal of health engagement strategy is to engage individuals to take an active role in managing their health. To do this, we need to keep monitoring the efficacy of different health engagement management strategies and continue building individual profiles so that future programs are adapted to optimize rates of clinical gap closure. And that's all. And honestly, Janet and I were so concerned about putting the presentation together and the content, we actually forgot to include our contact information. So if you have any questions or would like to learn more, I have plenty of business cards that I'm happy to hand out after.